This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Today I'm going to play Silicon Tally with Julia Turner. She was named editor-in-chief of Slate.com this week. She's also a regular voice on Slate's Culture Gabfest podcast. Julia, are you ready to play the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I am so ready, Ben.
All right. I got a number for you. 8 minutes and 14 seconds.
Average wait time for an Uber car in Los Angeles?
It is the length of this phone call that was posted by tech journalist Ryan Block when he called Comcast to try and get his subscription canceled.
I read some of the transcript and it seemed too awful to subject myself.
Ugh.
I did learn something great, though, in reading about this kerfuffle this week, which is part of why these guys try to keep you on the phone is because they're paid retention bonuses. But apparently, if you tell them that you're moving abroad, it doesn't count against their monthly totals.
I had no idea there was a magic phrase. That's awesome. All right, you got something for me?
1.3 million signatures.
The number of signatures to not make a Death Star that was submitted to the White House's petition website?
No, I try to avoid the White House's petition website. There's too much weird stuff there. This is the number of signatures that Silicon Valley venture capitalist Tim Draper claims he has gathered for a ballot measure that would divide California into
six smaller
states, one of which would be Silicon Valley.
And it also would create apparently the poorest state.
Yep. The poorest and the richest, and I think they'd be adjacent.
It is a long state.
How many states would you cut it into?
You're perfect just the way you are, California.
Fair enough.
All right, I got something for you. 40% of drivers.
Text.
This is actually 40% of drivers said they'd be willing to let companies track their location and driving habits if that meant getting a discount on their auto insurance. Are you in the 40% or the 60%?
I'm one of those people who believes in privacy in the abstract, but doesn't care that much about it for my own data, even though maybe that's unwise.
All right. What do you got for me?
$5.7 million.
I don't know.
This is how much money a plan for something called the Coolest Cooler made on Kickstarter.
Oh, yes.
The so-called 21st century cooler includes a blender, a waterproof speaker, a beer opener, and a cutting board for all those lemons and limes.
I like to be serious about my beach time, but I'm not sure if I like to be that serious.
I have to say, from the design on the site, it looks very tailgate-oriented and much less like a long schlep over the dunes-oriented. I mean, it has a blender affixed to the top of it. It looks heavy. It has wheels so you can roll it, but is it really all-terrain rolling? I couldn't tell.
All right. Well, we should leave it there. Julia Turner was just named editor-in-chief of Slate.com. Julia, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Ben.